I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Coming up, this may truly be the worst duty in the Army. Day to Day's Madeline Brand with the notification detail, the soldiers who must tell families that a loved one has died in a war zone. First, though, journalists looking for a shorthand name for scandals are already calling this one Memogate. Thousands of confidential documents from Democratic staffers of the Senate Judiciary Committee were accessed, or stolen, depending on who's telling this story, by Republican committee staffers who used the same computer network. Joining us to explain is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, first of all, what's in these pilfered memos that made them worth stealing and leaking to conservative publications?
Well, these are essentially internal strategy memos. These were sort of discussions within the offices of Democrats and the Judiciary Committee on how to deal with Bush's judicial nominees. And I have to tell you, Alex, they're pretty gross. One singles out Miguel Estrada, failed judicial hopeful, for being a problem simply because he's Hispanic, whatever that means. There's another one that claims that the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund had asked for a delay in voting on a judicial nominee to the Sixth Circuit precisely because they wanted the affirmative action cases in Michigan to come out a certain way. So this is sort of, at the very best, ucky political posturing and strategizing that none of us really want to hear. And at the worst, it really may represent what is in fact illegal collusion between liberal interest groups on the one hand and members of the Judiciary Committee on the other.
We should just note that the Senate Judiciary Committee has a Democratic staff that works for the Democratic senators, a Republican staff that works for the Republican senators, and they all share the same network. And somehow on this network, the Republican members of the staff were able to see the Democratic memos, which they're not supposed to do.
That's right. And we're not talking about two or three memos. We're actually talking about what appears to be thousands of memos over 2 years. The legal question is going to turn on, was this hacking? Was this, as the Republican staffers describe it, more akin to sort of just glancing at something that happened to be on the desktop? Whether it was, in fact, violating passwords and looking carefully and then using memos to strategize with Bush nominees, that really may prove to be illegal. If it was more akin to simply pulling up something that happened to have been carelessly left there, and that's certainly what the GOP staffers are claiming, there may not actually be a legal problem. There may still be a big ethical problem.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, has one investigation underway on this already. Democrats are calling for another independent investigation. And Senator Hatch has already condemned what happened. He's promised the guilty will be punished, although some conservatives say there was no wrongdoing here, and they're mad at Senator Hatch for admitting any guilt at all.
Yeah, I think this really is a terrific example of how bad things have gotten the Judiciary Committee, how polarized things have gotten, and in fact, how much everyone seems to be able to justify bad acts by sort of saying either they started it, which is sort of the theme song of the Judiciary Committee, or in fact, anything is worth it to win, which certainly seems to be the claim of some of these Republican staffers who are involved. One of them said, look, I was just, quote, representing my clients, the Bush nominees, and sees nothing wrong. He thinks that if irresponsible Democrats are going to leave documents around unprotected for 2 years, he has every right to pull them up and use them. I think more than anything, what this really reflects is the climate of terrific hatred and you know, virulent anger and rage each side feels for the other in the judge wars.
But it sounds as though you don't actually like the Democrats' position on this either. You don't like the tone of these memos, and the things that they reveal about what the Democratic staffers were doing are pretty unattractive.
Well, I think, as I say, you know, this is probably real politics. I would be surprised, greatly surprised, if Republican internal memos were gracious or warm-hearted or generous to nominees. I mean, I think this is how politics is practiced, and in some sense, essentially, the casing has been pulled off and we're seeing the sausage and no one likes to see it. I think it is problematic if, as Republican staffers are claiming, there are votes being traded. If, in fact, for instance, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund is saying, listen, we'll support you if you delay a vote so that a case comes out the way we want it to, that may really be improper. So I think there are terrific levels and layers of impropriety here, Alex. The question really is, where are we getting by screaming at each other about it?
opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Dahlia, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
My pleasure.